Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again, another Friday night on BBS Radio, Station 2. And the date today is October 30th, 2015. So November is coming very close here. So let's do a clearing for stuff that people may have had attached to them, or emotional energies or something, situations during the week. Let's release those energies. So one, think of your situation, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's bring up the light beam or light beams, how many you have on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. Going to energize those for you to bring you peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll get our co-host on tonight. So are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Welcome. I'm looking forward to the show tonight, as our plan is to continue doing some more veteran-based healings. We heard from several people that they really got a lot out of last week's show and enjoyed it. We would love to hear from anyone tonight with any questions, requests, suggestions for our show. You can reach us by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that opened right now. You can also click on the button on the BBS radio station page that says Fast Chat. And I'm looking forward to this, Ron. So I have my notes of, you know, what we did last week, and Ron did get a sense that there were quite a few veterans on the air, or listening, rather, in our audience. So I hope that they're all back and that perhaps we even have some more people listening tonight. And I always like to start with making sure everyone's really with us, Ron, and on the now timeline, and then clearing entities from people. Could we start with that?
So, yeah. Let's do an entity clearing. Here we go. So if you have anything kind of hanging out in you, it should be kind of released, but you never know. But entity release. One, two, three, four, and five. And you can do your finger exercise to see where you are on the timeline. It should be in the now timeline, which is in the present moment. Everything in the past or the future is other timelines. So that puts you into the beyondo. So remember, when you think about your past, you're automatically, brought into that past timeline. So if you think of something happened to you 5 years ago, now you're on that timeline 5 years ago, and you're reliving that. But you want to be here in the now. That's the way the light works. Light's only in the now. And likewise, the future would be, things that you maybe are sensing, dreaming about, wishing, hoping, everything like that. Opium, we'll say. And wanting things to work out well for you in the future, that puts you on future timelines. And there's no real energy there with your spirit because it doesn't live there. So let's do the finger exercise. So if you're new to this, take your index finger, either left or right hand, and have your body move it so that it comes in front of you. And it should stop directly in front of you. If it's to the right, you're in your future. If it's to the left of being off center, it's in your past. So just kind of do that exercise, see where you are, and it should be directly in the now, in the present moment, straight ahead. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I was wondering, too, because you just returned from the expo in New York City, that we have new listeners. And we have talked about this in the past, but can you explain to people how they might know that they have an entity around them, or that an entity could be interfering interfering in their life?
Well, entities will normally want to do things that normally kind of is not conducive to what you normally do. So maybe you one day decide to do something that you haven't done before. Well, those are entities typically coming into you. I guess a good example would be like people who get road rage. So somebody cuts them off, and they get upset, and then entities come into them, and they want to make their car go faster, or try to maybe harm the person who cut them off or something. And that's the road rage entities. Those are ones maybe like to drive fast in cars. You pick those up, and all of a sudden, after the damage is done, whatever that would be, if you didn't get into an accident or hurt somebody, then they'll leave, and you're stuck holding the problems and situations that they created for you. And for addiction things, like, you know, walking, you know, in front of a bar or something, or doing something that you really shouldn't be doing or don't want to do, but you feel compelled to do it, then those are entities also coming into wanting to have that particular drink or substance or something. And they just take over your body. You get possessed by them. And naturally, you know, they don't want to hang around too long. After you did something that you shouldn't be doing and you got caught, we'll say, then they go to somebody else. And, but you're left holding the bag for your situation, we'll say, of what you, you know, have done or things that you people have done to you, and that's just the way entities work. So entities are emotional bodies of people who are no longer living, and they can haunt you, especially relatives. If you don't like them and they come back and start making you think, you know, bad thoughts, you know, that you should have done something to them, or they don't like you anymore, and you're wondering, where am I getting that information from? I wasn't thinking about them at all, but all of a sudden they are now inside of my head thinking and telling me these things and what I should have done and everything else. That's how entities are. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Now, last week, you did the entity clearing, as you did before, and then you went a little further in light of our veteran-themed show, and you cleared, you know, entities that were kind of war and battle related. Do you want to do that again? You cleared entities of friends, of enemies, of body parts.
We could. You take a situation that you this is for the veterans here, or people who weren't veterans. Everybody has situations that they really don't like visiting, you know, over again, typically, because it may make them angry, upset, or, you know, start to cry or something because something happened that was awful. So you can't pick up energies that way, and entities can body hop. So you may be having a whole bunch of them with you from that one experience. So let's release that from you. So think of a situation that you dealt with, and here we go, releasing that energy from you, of entities that could have been with you or hopped into your body, maybe regret entities or something. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? Here we go.
Okay, great, Ron. Thank you so much. And then also, I thought a kind of basic thing that a lot of people need and would be very distracting is a pain body release clearing.
Okay, so kind of focus on your pain if you have any pain, and we'll see if we can get rid of some of that for you here. Remember, your pain body is an energetic body that you can't see, but it does give you pain into your physical body, so you want to if you have a lot of pain, you want to do a pain body clearing. We'll just see if this helps you out somewhat. So focus on your pain. And here we go, releasing that from you, what you're looking at right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, here we go.
Great. And I just wanted to say, in case this is your first time listening, and maybe it's your first time having any contact with Creation Lightship and Ron, what you're experiencing is source energy. And the idea is to get your body and your spirit to be as you're supposed to be, to kind of remove the blocks to your freedom, to your peace, to your creativity. And that's what's happening when you experience a Creation Lightship healing through Ron. Okay. we did a lot of work on people's ears, Ron, because a lot of people have that ringing in the ears. And we did get a couple of people saying, in fact, someone wrote in that they're not a veteran, but they felt relief from that. And they're wondering, you know, if you could do a little more work on that and also make suggestions as to what else they might do for themselves.
You might go onto the Body Jumpstart Bundle and do those clearings. There's quite a few in there, and then concentrate on your ears. That might be one way to solve it. Your conditions could be from past lives. Remember, your ancestors, lived past lives, and so did your parents. So your parents, more recently, you know, their genetics is inside of you, and what they experienced before they conceived you is passed on to you. So you have that drama, trauma, whatever they're going through or have gone through, and that's passed on to you, and you could be experiencing that. Well, let's do a clearing, a ringing in the ears. Let's go back, we'll go back to the early 1800s, and we'll just release something that may have happened. Maybe there's some type of war. Was it the War of 1812? I guess there's always wars happening. You know, that's how the bankers make money. And, I won't get into all that stuff, but it's basically what happens is all wars are financial. Somebody wants to make some money at it, so they create wars. So here we go. Something maybe 1812, thereabouts, or maybe you're in some other country genetically. So we'll say the first part of the 1800s. Maybe you're around cannon fire, fires from guns or something, explosions. And back then it hurts you, and now it recycled in this lifetime. Remember, the past always recycles. History repeats itself. And that's why you have DNA in your body to experience that recycling of stuff. So here we go. Let's release that energy. 1800 energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll just see if that helps you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, great, Ron. I think people could have entities even in their ears that aggravating, right, or upsetting, adding to the problem?
Yeah, and they can also body hop from 1800 into you.
Ugh.
They can body hop into each relative that you have, each generation going back, and all of a sudden you got them now, and they want to experience you not hearing very well, or ringing of the ears, or whatever's going on. And they may have that condition, too, in their emotional body. And so they give it to you, copy and paste, and now you have it. So that's how entities work. So they can body hop through relatives. Back to you.
Okay. Okay, we got a fast chat message, Ron. A person, I believe, is a veteran and is asking, you know, they missed the first show we did for veterans, and that was last Friday night, which was October 23rd. And as with all of Ron's shows, you can re-listen to them three times, is it, Ron? Or sometimes you say it a little differently. And the healings on the show work three times. However, for the veteran show, if you're a veteran, those will work however many times you need to listen to the healings. So for tonight and last Friday, those healings are eternal, forever. And so this person says they're new and they want to catch those shows. And did you heal the emotion of betrayal? A lot of vets from the 90s are bitter and, you know, feel betrayed in terms of the government and their benefits.
Well, I can't do a complete whole lifetime clearing for that. I can do one situation that you're dealing with, so we have to be kind of clear on that. So if you do have a betrayal issue, you're thinking of one, and here we go. Let's release that energy of betrayal. So focus on one particular thing, and that should leave you for what you're looking at. Here we go. But it still could come back to you as somebody else keys you into another type of betrayal. So we're just taking one page out of your book of betrayal. Here we go. And you have to focus on something, otherwise it won't work. So clearing betrayal. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And look at that issue right now. And it should be pretty much, maybe 95%, eliminated from you. And if you have a lot of issues on betrayal, like I said, you want to do the whole lifetime betrayal clearing. And that's what you need. But first, always do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. That's needed the most. So what everybody needs is the emotional whole lifetime, mental whole lifetime, fear whole lifetime, and curse of sex and spells. Those are the main ones that everybody needs. Remember, when somebody thinks of you, prays for you, does anything to you with the mind, when the mind is darkness, then you are hooked up to that energy. And you want to get away from the energy that they're doing to give you a psychic attack, and that can cause problems. That can activate your DNA. So you don't want to have somebody else think they're doing you a favor by doing some type of ritual for you or whatever they want to call that. And you don't want to get hooked up with the energy of being prey, P-R-E-Y, to somebody P-R-A-Y for you or to you. So just be very careful of that, because you don't know what's out there doing this, what they're connecting to. Most people think they're connecting to one particular icon energy, Jesus or Muhammad or whatever, whoever. No, that's not true. You know, they don't do that. The dark side takes it over and goes sideways with it. That's the light of the darkness. Be very careful as you do things, because you're getting hooked up more to your situation of what you have and becoming prey to those energies. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. So in sort of continuing on the healings, and I'm looking at the things we did last week too, I was thinking kind of connected to betrayal is anger. Could we have a sample of the anger clearing?
Yeah, so here we go, releasing that energy. I think of one of your times that you're angry. Here we go, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay? And the betrayal, you mentioned about veterans' benefits and things like that. Well, the main thing is, did you betray yourself? Okay, I won't go any further than that, but, you know, if you could erase those years of your life, would you feel different? Okay, so you actually betrayed yourself in the process of doing what you did, so to speak, and, you know, you want to clear the betrayal of you so you don't get eaten up inside by it, okay? Because there's always a thing that people have, even if you don't go to war or something, you know, and something happens to you, you know, you think, well, I shouldn't have done that, right? You know, I shouldn't have been driving my car real fast and getting into an accident. You know, why did I do that? And then maybe you got, maybe you missed a finger, you know, in an accident or something, or got a broken arm, or you can't walk right afterwards. And you go, yeah, I really betrayed my body. So betrayal can go many different directions. And that's a good clearing to do too. But I would say the fear and the anger, you know, the first thing is probably fear, because that will trigger a lot of things. So you get rid of the fear and then see where you are. And you may have anxieties. Maybe you can't sleep at night. So, you know, there could be a problem with that too. But if you start getting more clearings, these whole lifetime ones, you buy the clearing for full price on the first one, and then the second one is half price on the whole life, and you do it again, full price, half price. and all of a sudden you start feeling better. And it clears out your energetic body, that stuff full of the history, like all the different videotapes, we'll say, movie scenarios of what you had in your life, and you're at peace with them. The whole thing is to get back into the peace energy versus the stuff that's going on all the time. So, and that just triggers more of it. So back to you.
Okay, I wanted to just add that Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and on there you will find these healings that Ron is talking about. They are $5 per year that you've been alive. And as he said, once you've done one, that's, you know, this next one is half price if it's been over $100. So he's giving samples tonight, and it's you'll see how you feel after each healing. And if you got some relief from one of the samples, then that's a pretty strong indication you probably want to clear your whole life out. Get rid of your whole anger body. Get rid of your whole emotional body, your whole mental body, and just feel better.
Yeah, the website is definitely comprehensive, and for some people it might be overwhelming. So if it does get overwhelming to you and you start looking at things on it, then we have another website that you can go to, which is called thetimelinecafe.com. Thetimelinecafe.com. And our clearings are on that website. And it might be maybe a little more palatable to you or to other people that, you know, need to have a website that's a lot simpler and with less information than what we give out on our website here. So that's another way to look at it, and it'll be the same clearings. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. So something... that I think is quite common that people who fought in wars have is sleep deprivation, and we do have a healing for that on the website. So could we have a sample of that one too, Ron?
Yeah, think of the issue that you're having when you're trying to go to sleep. Remember, you're, you know, what's happening to you. And so here we go. You know, maybe you're full of anxiety about something. You know, you're trying to go to sleep. You know, normally with the sleep problems, you're running programs, and that's what the you know, the dark side does to everybody. They give programs, and you know, events of your past life, which would be this lifetime, what you should have done or shouldn't have done, and you beat yourself up. You keep seeing it over and over again, typically. So let's release one of those. So I want you to think of what's bothering you before you go to sleep. And here we go, releasing that program, we'll call it, from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie.
Okay. Another kind of big, you know, I think big issue that veterans have is depression, Ron. And I think the anger and betrayal might be connected to that a little bit. But maybe you could talk a little bit about depression, and we could have a sample or two around that.
Yeah, I think everybody knows what depression is. So here we go. This is working with your depression body. Remember, these are energetic bodies that kind of wrap themselves around you. You can't see them, but they're there. And they, in a sense, trigger you with a situation or a problem. And then you have a hard time getting out of it because these energies are fully active. And they're running your life, running your movie. And, you know, it's just to be pretty difficult. So here we go. Let's release that energy. So think of one of your depressions that you may have had. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Okay. And we talked about this, but how about a sample of the addictions clearing?
Okay. So think of what you're addicted to. It could be anything. So here we go. Let's see if we can release part of the energy here. This clearing will help to clear what you're thinking of. And it doesn't necessarily clear your body of substance abuse, you know, because you're addicted to a substance, but it will take away the mindset of wanting you to do something. So remember, you have your body wanting to get something, and then you have your mind telling the body that, if, you know, the body can be telling the mind, oh, I want to have this, you know? So either way, the communication of wanting something might be diminished. So think of a situation, what you're addicted to. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, boy. That's a pretty strong one there. So just see how you're feeling right now. I think we should probably get some comments from the vets that are listening. If they want to maybe call in to BBS, they could give us direction for the program here, or maybe say what they felt during a couple of the clearings. That would be wonderful. So just call.
Right.
Just get the phone number there, Andy. Ann?
Yes. Give me 1 second. Actually, I just have to go back to that page, and I'll get it. Yes, if anyone would like to call in, again, the email is clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat button. And here's the phone number. It is 888-429-5471. And I'll repeat that, to call in and speak to Ron live now on the show if you would like to. It's a toll-free number, 888-429-5471. Okay. I can't imagine this isn't the case, Ron, with all the healings you've done, but is everyone on the now timeline? Are we people kind of clear, or do we have interference, or what?
No, it doesn't feel too bad to me. So
great,
good. You know, and what I will say, if you're continuously having situations and being brought into that, excuse me, you may want to do the timeline crashing on it. So that's another one that we offer. So timeline crashing is where you're put onto timelines. The darkness does that, and you are copy and pasted 500 to thousands of times, having the same experience over and over again, and you wonder why you can't get out of your own way, because you keep sensing slash feeling the energies of this particular situation, and it's sort of like having something played over and over and over again. Well, that's because you're on multiple timelines, and it's very hard to have healings done when you're continuously on a particular timeline that you're trying to heal, and or, you know, you don't know about it, and you just don't think that you're on timelines, but you could be on lots of them. So that's where you're living. All timelines are real, even though you may only be living one life here. Where you're living elsewhere could be 100 timelines or more of the same situation going on. And you wonder why you're having strange dreams. Well, you're on those timelines. Why you see visions of something, you know, you're on those timelines too. You're just getting a bleed through of that. So it's a little difficult for the newbies to understand what I'm talking about, probably, but you start realizing that, yeah, there's more to life than what you really have been taught in school. So back to you.
Yes, unfortunately is right. So I, well, we just got a comment in, Ron, about a listener, and I had forgotten this, that they really appreciated the energetic braces you gave us last week. And I just want to say I, you know, would forget until I was out for my walk, and I'd realize, wow, I'm walking faster, and I feel like I'm taller, and I feel just like I'm not necessarily walking faster, but in a better flow of my walking. And then I remembered, oh, yes, you gave us those energetic braces to last all week. So thank you for that. And we'd love to hear if anyone else noticed a difference.
I just go through and listen to the archive for last Friday, which would be the 23rd. It's October 23rd, 2015. Just re-listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have the braces put on you. So back to you, Ann.
Right. Okay. You know, I don't have the dates for this, but I believe it was last summer, either on or around the 4th of July, you did a lot of clearings around the Civil War. And one of the big things that people really appreciated, which I think would fit into tonight, was you did some smoke clearing.
Okay, yes. So let's see. What would that cause? It could cause lung problems. It could cause sinus problems. It could cause your eyes to water.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be true, you know, in any type of a war setting, you know. So here we go. If you're around stuff like that, maybe the air was, you know, pretty funky, you know, some way. So that could also work with this. So here we go. One, releasing the energy as you're thinking about that situation. You have to look at your life as programs. So I'll kind of describe this so you understand. So you have a thought, and you bring up the movie screen, the movie set of what you're doing, just like having your DVD player, and you know about 1,000 chapters, and you go, oh, I'm seeing this chapter here, number 87. Wow, this is when this happened. And so you're okay. And so what I'll do is try to clear 87 for you, in a sense. But normally, you know, you have that 87, and all of a sudden, you know, a few days later, you know, maybe you start seeing 87 again. And, wow, I've seen the scene over again. What's going on here? Each time you see it, you're getting more traumatized because it probably wasn't very pleasant. So what I'm doing is clearing out that scene that you're bringing forth. So 87 may not be there any longer, and you might have relief, and it's gone, been there, done that. You know, you can take the worn-out T-shirt off that you had on because of the bullseye is getting kind of worn out, being shot at, we'll say. And you get rid of that, then you work on something else. The whole thing is you're running all these mind programs from your past. So what I'm clearing is what you're thinking about at that particular moment. And when you're thinking about it, I can clear that. I'm not going to clear the day before or the day after. I'm just going to clear that one specific incident that connects you to that program that you're viewing. So here we go. Think of that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And also, I was thinking that there might be specific issues with veterans' blood, like toxins or things in their blood system. And I can't remember if you did some amber blood last week or not, but I don't know what would be appropriate, either some kind of a clearing or maybe, you know, putting some amber blood.
Yeah, I'll put some oxygen into the blood so we can do that. So here we go, more oxygen. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I'll use the word stronger instead of counting. So stronger, getting more oxygen into your blood, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And I think I'll do a thing with keywords. So that's on the website, too, a clearing for keywords. And maybe you hear somebody's name. Maybe that person used to live. Let's call him Charlie. So he knew a Charlie, and he's no longer here. And whenever you hear the word Charlie, you know, maybe you cheer up or something because the person meant something to you. So once you pick one of those names that could be causing you problems, you know, that's no longer here. And here we go. I won't go into the scenarios because it could sound pretty gruesome and bad, you know, but here we go. Let's think of a name of somebody. In fact, I'll do five names for the people listening out there. So first name, bring that up now. Think of that person. And what I'll do is give you peace energy. So here we go, releasing the energy of that person's name. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, name number two. Think of that person. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And number three name. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And number four. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And number five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we'll just see if that helps you out. It should give you some more peace when you look at that person. You won't feel a lot of that trauma and whatever, you know, that person maybe meant to you or what you've seen, etc. So I don't want to go too much into detail. So back to you.
I think that's a wonderful thing, Ron, to talk about those keywords. And I've had success myself putting people's names in the natal barcode removal. It feels like it just takes the charge off the person and for whatever the charge is. So someone did write in about the, and we have heard, you know, the veterans we've heard from have mentioned different wars and conflicts, but this particular person is mentioning the Vietnam War, and they're requesting a healing for shame and embarrassment for leaving the country when they were drafted. I guess because of all the protests and things that were happening at that time.
Okay, so if that relates to you, here we go. We'll see if we can clear some of that away. You know, it could be pretty heavy, but here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I think Bruce Springsteen, you know, the song Born in the USA kind of talks about that, you know, in a sense, not mistaken. Soldiers coming back home and nobody likes them and nobody cares and et cetera, you know, and then they can't get a job. And anyway, well, back to you.
Yeah, it's a lot of deep things and a lot of complexities, and I really am so happy for the people listening tonight because they're connecting to source energy, and that must feel good, and I'm sure they're getting relief from listening. So we went around, you know, a lot of these things. How about a grief sample, Ron?
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay. And how about loneliness.
Boy, okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke.
Okay.
In fact, yeah, we could do a clearing here. I remember watching TV, and every night they had on the news before the news started, typically maybe, we'll just say, 6 o'clock, primetime news, you know, they would talk about with Vietnam how many Viet Cong were killed and how many, service people were killed. Normally it was a lot higher with the Viet Cong. And then they would show the bombs going off and the explosions. That was like, you know, every night. You couldn't get away from it. So I'm going to do a clearing for people that maybe seen some of that stuff. Remember, just because it's not happening today, and maybe that happened in the, we'll just say probably 65 on up for, you know, maybe 5 years or something until the war ended, but it was, on TV quite a bit. So all of a sudden, you've seen all that stuff, and, you know, it happened a long time ago. You know, that would be, 35, 50 years ago, I guess. Is that right? Yeah. I guess so. I guess I'm older than I think. So all of a sudden, that's still with you because you saw it. It's still programmed in you. So you may not even remember it. But here we go. Let's release some of that program of that footage that you saw on TV. And here we go, releasing that from you. So if you do happen to remember seeing a scene, let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So as I kind of go back, and I don't have much of a memory of anything, but I do have two things that kind of stood out in the Vietnam War scenario. One was when a monk set himself on fire. You may have seen that on TV. Poured gas on himself and ignited that. So let's clear that away in case you happen to see that. I don't know how old our listening audience is here, but here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The other one was, I think, probably one of those newspapers or magazines, I should say, where it was that young female child with no clothes on running. That was portrayed somewhere all the time. So let's release that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then, naturally, there's always something going on with body bags coming, people being buried with the flag over their casket and stuff like that. So here we go. Let's release that if you remember that or it bothered you. So I'll see if they get rid of some of that anyway. Can't guarantee it'll get rid of all of it, but what you're bringing up, it'll release. Or it's just below the surface. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another scene that I can remember seeing in Vietnam on TV was the bombings, you know. And maybe Agent Orange spraying. the stuff being sprayed where there's a lot of fire going on afterwards. So here we go. Let's release that here, burning the forest down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this could be even current times here, maybe. You've all seen the helicopters with the Red Cross logo on it and coming to pick up injured soldiers. So that's probably a pretty, you know, good image of seeing that happening. So here we go. Releasing that. Remember the TV movie MASH, you know. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what we'll do, we'll see what we get in for comments and CLS questions. If we do have some people who are veterans want to write in to see if we can do some more clearings for them, we'll do another show next week. We'll just see. It's up to the people who are listening if they want to continue on a little bit with this here. So tell your friends and have them come and listen and see what happens. We need to have more input from the veterans of what they may like to have released that's haunting them. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I recall when we announced we were going to do this, we heard from a nurse and a couple of people who mentioned, you know, their rank. And I thought that perhaps they were going to have this played for people maybe in groups. And I thought that maybe they're in hospitals possibly and they don't have computers. So maybe some of those people, if they listen to last Friday or tonight, could write to us and just let us know how, you know, how this went and also what else, what we might be missing or what we could add to the show. I don't know if you want to get in, talk about timeline crashing, Ron, tonight or not. We could save that for another night.
Yeah, maybe for another night we'll talk about
that.
This one is a pretty packed full of clearings, so I guess we'll be ending the program here. So what we'll do is the mind of heart drop for everybody. So here we go. Want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And that will give you peace energy. Remember, source energy is peace, and it makes you feel better. And here we go, dropping down. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. And thank you, ladies, behind the scenes for helping. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Bye, all.